You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When something or someone exploits other things or people, we can say they are exploitive or exploitative, or for some speakers, also exploitative.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi there, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, you said that word three different ways, and only one of those ways was familiar to me. I'm feeling a little weird about it.
Oh, I love it. And Rebecca, which one?
It was the last one, exploitative.
Oh, that is excellent. This usage issue was brought to my attention by a graduate student who I work with, who also has exploitative as a variant alongside exploitative. So he and I were talking about this and started to do some research. If you look in standard dictionaries, you will not find the pronunciation exploitative. Sorry, Rebecca.
Man, I knew I was wrong. I'm always wrong.
You know I'm going to say this, Rebecca. You're not wrong. This is something to watch. I think this new pronunciation is happening. Now I have my eye on it, which makes me very happy. This adjective goes back to the verb exploit. Rebecca, does that have positive, neutral, negative connotations for you?
Definitely leans more toward the negative.
That is true for me as well. If you look in American Heritage Dictionary, you find two definitions for exploit. The first is to employ to the greatest possible advantage, for example, to exploit one's talents. And the second is to make use of selfishly or unethically. And I will say, I think that's the one that feels very strong for you and me. And I catch myself sometimes when I'm about to use the word in a positive sense. Oh, we should exploit her ability to do that. And then I think, oh, that sounds terrible. Here we see that once a word picks up some negative connotations, it can be hard to use it in more neutral or positive ways. That negative connotation has also leaked over to exploitative, the adjective version, which means tending to exploit, or, and if you look in Merriam-Webster, it says especially unfairly or cynically using another person or group for profit or advantage. Now, I started by saying there are three possible pronunciations, and that's because we have this early adjective form, exploitive. That's the first one recorded in writing, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, shows up about mid-1800s. By the late 1800s, we have exploitative with the same meaning as exploitive. And by the 1920s, exploitative has become more common than exploitive. And if you look today, exploitative is about 8 times more common in writing than exploitive.
Well, where did I get exploitative from? It doesn't seem like it's common at all.
Well, you got it, I think, because other people are saying it too. The graduate student I work with did an informal study based on Youglish, which is a website where you can hear excerpts of words in real speech, and you can find examples of exploitative. They all come from North America, from the US and from Canada. The speakers on Youglish from the UK and Australia say either exploitative or exploitative, some variation in the vowel. You find that variation in the vowel in North American speakers and other speakers around the world. So, Rebecca, that exploitative variant is out there. You are not alone. And now, which I love, this is absolutely on my radar as a variant to watch. This is language change in progress. I can't explain why speakers have shifted the stress in this word, but sometimes we shift stress in pronunciation, and now I've got my eye on this one.
You know, I've got to say, of the three variants that you've mentioned here, I actually like exploitive because it has the fewest syllables. So I am going to change it back. So thanks so much for putting that on my radar.
And Rebecca, I'm now going to have my eye on that one too to see how you do.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.